try this again. Okay. We wait upon you.
Patiently, you wait upon you.
Yeah, I just heard it last week. Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah.
Do I need the microphone?
Sure.
I don't need it. Can everybody hear me okay? You need the microphone, sir.
Man,
for us older folk.
Huh?
Thank you, sir. But wait, I'm there.
Maybe that's
turn it on. Turn it on,
baby.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning. Welcome to Orcas Adventist Fellowship. What is today? The 24th. Thank you. October, quickly drawing to a close. So I just have some thoughts that I want to share this morning. But to start it off, our wonderful principal has consented to open our service this morning with some prayer. Can we please bow our heads?
Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the sunshine that's outside, the sunshine that's inside. We pray that your angels will fill this humble place. It may not be churches or cathedrals of where you are gathered. We know that you're here. May we gain a special Sabbath day blessing. Having
met
together is our prayer.
Amen. Thank you, Terry. Welcome, everybody. We're glad to see you all here. I'd like to offer a special gratitude and thanks to Joanne. Tomorrow's her birthday. I understand she's 47.
Close. 85.
Wow.
Congratulations.
If you have a chance, please stop and congratulate Joanne. And I'd also like to open the floor up for praise and prayer. I have a huge praise this morning. My lovely bride is about to embark on Social Security and Medicare. And I know. I'm trying. Anyway, the lovely Mrs. Ruzma came by yesterday and began the process. And it was basically, Tom and I had to leave. It's a thankless job. My lovely bride, details are not her forte. And so I have deep gratitude that Kathy felt spiritual enough to pick up this banner and run with it, because it's doing me a huge favor. So I'm going to open up the floor with that. A praise to the lovely Mrs. Ruzma. You guys, what do you got?
Amen.
Yes, Mr. Parnell.
Gray's been home the last couple of days. It's been really great having him. Praise for negative COVID and positive attitudes in school.
Yeah, that's a wonderful blessing. It seems positive attitudes in the Parnell family. Delightful to see. It's wonderful. It'd been nice seeing him around town. Anybody else? Yes, Jerry.
I'd like to just thank all of you for your support and flowers and visits and meals and all that. You've been such a help to all of us. The 85th birthday seems hard to believe, but we're going to be celebrating our 29th anniversary in February. And I'm just grateful to God for bringing Joanne into my life, because it's been the best, best portion of my whole life.
Yeah, to quote a good friend of mine, who just moments ago claimed the two most important words in the English language are yes, dear. I saw another hand. Yes, Sally.
I just wanted to praise God for a positive report on my friend Ryan, who has leukemia. Early we want to say he had leukemia. His bone marrow was 99.8% donor cell, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's white blood cell count, correct?
Right.
So the white blood cell count was through the roof?
Well, I don't know what the white cell count was, but the portion of donor cells is very high.
Ah, excellent.
JC, yeah. I'd like to remember Marta.
Just a second.
I'd like to remember Marta Vandenberg Sanders as she's going through the treatment for her cancer. Uh-huh. And for Drew and Kathy as they deal with things.
And Zach. Thank you, Patricia. Please, Dan.
My dad took a hard call this week.
Did I hear that correctly? Your father got a heart valve this week?
Took a hard fall.
Oh, your father took a hard fall. Yes.
Hard fall.
Thank you, Dan. Tyrone, you have a comment? Tyrone's thankful today for everybody with treats. Anybody else?
JC, also the school and the teacher parent conferences coming up.
Okay.
Parent teacher conferences this week, next week.
Parent teacher conferences.
Parent teacher Zooms.
Parent teacher Zooms. I'll sit in a couple if you guys say. Sorry, that might not be funny. Anybody else? Oh, yes, sir.
Andy. So, I've been praying for my mom. She broke her elbow. So she had surgery this last week. She came through it fine. The elbow still, you know, we're hoping it holds the way they, screwed it back in. But she wanted to say thank you to all the church and the school who've been praying for her, and so thank you for my mom. The other one is, Jay. I spoke with Jay yesterday, and he told me a little bit more about what's going on with Julia. And, it's a real challenge for the family. It's like we're trying to keep the family together because mama's sick in bed a lot of the time. And anyway, so let's keep them in our prayers. James has been our basketball coach here. And the school sent a nice gift with some of our food and stuff that we had left over from the week. And so we're able to give it to them. And anyway, God's moving in different ways, is all I can say.
Thank you. Anybody else? Yes, Mrs. Well, Larson.
I Zoomed our very informative Sabbath school class, and but I wanted to be here in person because I am thankful all the different things that happened, and we're both still alive and kicking. And I'm thankful that my sister, her throat seems to be healing, but it'll still be about 2 months before she can speak. Other than slow sits, about 1.5.
My wife thinks I should have throat surgery. Anybody else? Thank you all for your contributions, for your prayers and hopes. Shall we bow our heads, please? Holy Father, for all the requests that we've heard this morning, for the ways in which we know you can bless, heal, touch, for all the things that are unspoken, Father, the needs, the hurts. We ask your blessing. We ask your presence. We ask your Holy Spirit to spread the presence and the peace of your creation, of your mercy, and of your love. Father, we especially ask the Holy Spirit to come and open these words, to speak to us now, to draw us to the foot of the cross as we start again this day a new walk with you. It's all you, Father. Help us to learn that and help us to live it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So, in preparation for the week, you guys know I have a couple of authors I love to share out of. And so I thought I'd maybe show some intelligence and do a little research. This one young man who I'm going to share with today, his name is Emmett Fox. I've ordered a bunch of books on some of his pamphlets, really, on some of his stuff. On one of these services, they'll be on the table. I would appreciate it if you might take them all. This is a man that was a minister. Is that better?
That's better.
Was born in the 1860s and died in 1951 here in the United States. And at the peak of his career, ran a mega church in New York City, 5,500 members in downtown New York. The reason why he's held, and early in my career with Alcoholics Anonymous, we read a lot and studied a lot of words of Emmett Fox. Well, it turns out that Emmett's secretary was the mother of a man who worked extensively with Bill before Bill sobered up, and walked with Bill and Dr. Bob through the initial experiences of beginning Alcoholics Anonymous. Consequentially, a lot of Emmett's work, you'll see his words all sprinkled around and throughout AA's books, official documents, and writings. It was a delightful book, if you guys are ever interested. It's called As Bill Sees It, and it's just a collection, a compilation of his writings over his whole lifetime. There's a lot of Emmett Fox in that. I would encourage you to check him out. He walks right along the same lines as a young man who's trying to get us to understand things right now, here in our Sabbath school. And it was difficult this morning for me to keep my hand down because Steve kept dancing around the topic that I'd love to talk to you about this morning, and that is the depth of my reality. What am I really doing here? What is my purpose? Another one of my favorites, and you guys are probably tired of him by now, but Mr. Oswald Chambers, a delightful man who was a Chinese missionary and was killed as a Chinese missionary as a young man. He was killed in his 40s. And for some reason, and maybe Steve will be able to answer this question for us down the road, but for some reason, these two gentlemen, their connection, their absolute understanding defies description. And so I'm going to start with a little bit of Oswald here. And the text that he's using is John 14, 12. I say to you that he who believes in me, greater works than these will he do. And it's because I go to the Father. Prayer does not equip us for greater works. Prayer is not a form of delivery and of satisfaction. Prayer is the greater work. We think of prayer as some common sense exercise of our higher powers that simply prepare us for God's work. In the teachings of Jesus Christ, prayer is the miracle of the working of redemption in me, which then produces the miracle of redemption in others, all through God's power. Is that what he's waiting for, Steve? Prayer is the battle. And it really makes no difference where you are, who you are. God may engineer your circumstances, but your only duty is to pray. Never allow yourself the thought that I am of no use where I am, because you certainly cannot be used where you have not yet been placed. Wherever God has placed you, whatever your circumstances, we should always pray, continually offering up our prayers to him. And with that, he promises that whatever you ask in my name, I'll do. I was talking with a good friend of mine this last week. I had a rare opportunity to work with Tom for a day or so, which is always delightful. He's one of the few guys that I know my age that's willing to work. And we were talking about this and how it seems as though our prayer, our life of commitment, is really nothing more than a mirror of our understanding of God's commitment to us. That for so many years, I saw prayer as me being able to stay in contact with the almighty white Santa Claus in heaven. I didn't understand. I had no clue what it meant to live outside of what I thought. That the Holy Spirit's constantly attempting to draw me into a place of sacrifice. And part of that is my willingness to let go of what I believe. Now, to my good friend, Emmett Fox. See if you hear anybody else's words in here. Prayer is always the solution. No matter what kind of difficulty you might be facing, no matter how complicated your problem may seem, prayer can solve it. Of course, we will also take whatever practical steps seem to be indicated. And if you even do not know what steps to take, prayer will show you. Prayer is constantly bringing about the seemingly impossible. And there is no conceivable problem that has not at some time been solved by it. And here's where I love Emmett. When we begin to learn and remember that God really is omnipotent, untrammeled by what we call time, space, or matter, or stuck by the vagaries of human nature, it is now easy to see that there can be no limit to the power of prayer. You can pray about a problem, and it can be solved at any stage. But of course, J.C. Larson, the earlier you tackle it, the easier your job will be. Emmett comes from James 5:16, The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So Emmett, Oswald, I get it. The idea is to spend my time in living prayer, walking prayer, doing prayer. So Emmett tells me this. One can either be on a spiritual basis or not. But the problem is there is no halfway house in this. You are on a spiritual basis if you daily, definitely give all of your power to God. In the most literal, practical, and matter-of-fact sense of the phrase. If you honestly believe that prayer can do anything. If you really believe that your happiness and well-being are vitally important in the will and the eyes of God. If you realize that whatever ideas and beliefs that you accept must be expressed in your surroundings, in all of your relationships, and in all of your activities. If my life is an attempt to see the presence of God. If, in short, you understand that you are in a mental universe, that things are thoughts, and that one's life history is nothing more than a fundamental expression of your belief in God. James 4:8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh unto you. I have deep gratitude for this church. Deep gratitude for this congregation and the way I've seen it flux and move, grow, shrink. The lives that have come in and out of our little church building, in and out of the school, has been amazing to watch. And so my gratitude revolves around the gifts that you all continually attempt to give me that I can accept when I'm present. Because you see, you guys, this is God. This is my choice today. Where I want to see him, I'll see him. And there's a lot of times, even though I'm not ready or unable or sickened, I see him here. And for that, I want to thank you. Can we bow our heads, please? Peace. Mercy. Wholeness. Every virtue that I possess is you alone. Bless us, Father, as we try. Hold us close as we fall. Give us the strength to be the hand held out when somebody needs it. Because that sacrifice is exactly what you offered us in your Son, in your Spirit, in your law. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. is my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Your life is in me.
down flights till I found at least the 99. I couldn't earn it, I deserve it. So you get yourself away. Jesus at the center. Try that one. The whole party. Sorry. Do you know this one, Ellie?
You might need to make this.